This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you missed any part of the show, if you missed any of it, we had some Savannah Hernandez on today, Christina Wong. Look, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We take the whole day on Friday and we answer all your questions, all right? I'm gonna get back to this food shortage stuff here in a second, and I'm gonna get back to this kind of gross stuff here in a second. But I want to do a couple more emails first. And if it sounds like I'm avoiding the hard topics, it's because I am. Because what I'm about to say is really gross, and it makes me mad. And I don't want to talk about it, but I feel like it's necessary. So I'm doing a couple emails first. Jesse, I completely agree with you that women's sports suck. With one exception, Olympic gymnastics. Not only is it extremely difficult to do and fun to watch, but it's transgender proof. There are no males that can put on some makeup and twist and contort and balance like females do. Have a nice day. Love the show. Hey, look, the wife was on the Canadian national team. She was a full ride scholarship at University of Arizona. So I've been to these high level gymnastics events. And I'm telling you, they're not the worst thing in the world, Chris. What, Chris? It's fine. All right, let's get back to something ugly. Remember, I just played this from Disney. In case you missed it, I'm going to play it again, because then we're going to play something else from Jen Psaki, and we're going to have a heart-to-heart, you and me.
The other big area is gender identity and expression. So doing all of this work to ensure that our employees and cast can express their gender here authentically and proudly at the company. So, you know, coming up with guides on how to change your photo, information about pronouns, working with our benefits team to give information about gender affirmation procedures, both for our employees who are transitioning and trans, but also our employees who have kids who are transitioning.
Look, that's obviously sick. And remember, we already talked about what's involved in this medical mutilation of children. I want you to listen. This is not just the Disney employee here. This is the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki from today. And as you listen to this, I just want you to keep something in the back of your mind. There are people out there on our side, and maybe you're one of them, who complain about how divided we are as a country. You've heard this before. I can't believe we're divided. I wish we weren't so divided. I wish we could come together. Oh, I don't like how nasty politics. You've heard it. Maybe you've said it. And I just, as you listen to Jen Psaki here defend the federal government trying to ensure that kids can be carved up like a Thanksgiving turkey by their doctor, I'm going to ask you something as you listen. I want you to tell me, why shouldn't we be divided from these people?
Across the country, as we've talked about a bit in here, Republican elected officials are engaging in a disturbing, cynical trend of attacking vulnerable transgender kids for purely partisan political reasons. Today in Alabama, instead of focusing on critical kitchen table issues like the economy, COVID, or addressing the country's mental health crisis, Republican lawmakers are currently debating legislation that, among many things, would target trans youth with tactics that threatens to put pediatricians in prison if they provide medically necessary life-saving health care for the kids they serve. Just like the extreme government overreach we've seen in Texas, where politicians have sent state officials into the homes of loving parents to investigate them for abuse just to harass and intimidate the LGBTQI plus community, today's vote in Alabama will only serve to harm kids. But Alabama's lawmakers and other legislators who are contemplating these discriminatory bills have been put on notice by the Department of Justice and the Department of Health and Human Services that laws and policies preventing care that healthcare professionals recommend for transgender minors may violate the Constitution and federal law. To be clear, every major medical association agrees that gender-affirming healthcare for transgender kids is a best practice and potentially life-saving. All of this begs an important question. What are these policies actually trying to solve for? LGBTQI plus people can't be erased or forced back into any closets.
Okay, all right, I've had enough. Just turn it off, Chris. I've had enough. Let's just be real clear here. That was a lot of gobbledygook to say the federal government, they not only don't like it that states are stopping these things from happening, because states like Texas are moving to stop these medical procedures from happening, they not only don't like it, they're going to actively fight against it. And so back to what we were just talking about. Maybe you're one of these people. Maybe you long for the days when we weren't so divided. Maybe that's true. Maybe you think, I wish this would end. I wish all this fighting would end. I wish we could come back together. May I just suggest this? Stop living in the past and start accepting reality. We talk all the time about how the communists live in this world that isn't reality. If you're wanting to heal a divide with these people, may I suggest, no, look, not trying to insult for once, may I suggest you're not living in reality. The reality is you now share a country with demons who believe children should be chopped up, and that's the ones they allow to live through birth. Why should I want to heal with someone who believes a 10-year-old boy should be allowed to chop his penis off by a doctor? Why should I want to heal a divide with that person? I want to be divided from that person. We're not near divided enough. This is why I talk all the time about wanting a separate country. And I know it's ridiculous, and I know it's not going to happen, but this is why I talk about getting a national divorce. We should not be forced, you shouldn't and I shouldn't, to occupy a country who believes that it's okay to chop the breasts off a 12-year-old girl. You shouldn't ever have to live in that country, and neither should I. I don't want my kids to have to live in it. I don't want their kids to have to live in it. These people are sick, demonic freaks, and I don't have to act like it's normal. I don't have to treat you nice, and I'll tell you something else. I'm allowed to hate you. Only the sick, ridiculous, Americanized, soft version of Christianity has decided that there should be no hate. Oh, shut up. Yes, there should. If you're somebody, maybe you're a doctor, and as part of your profession, you get paid to mutilate children, I hate you, and I hate what you do. And there's nothing terrible that could happen to you that would make me feel bad. That's how I feel about people who hurt children. And the fact that that can't be a universal thing for all 330 million Americans tells me all I need to know about the divide and the healing of the divide and coming together. I don't want to come together with you. I hate your guts. And you hate my guts. And that's fine. Let's live apart, because I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to live together. And what's that word they love? Starts with a C. Coexist. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to coexist like this. This has gone from something that happened with one or two freaks in Hollywood somewhere. Now this has become institutionalized across the United States of America. It's sick. It is sick. And it's one thing. Look, it's one thing if some 30-year-old dude, mental health problems, maybe he's got drug problems, loses his mind and wants to go do something like that. That's bad enough. To allow this to happen to our children and to push it on children under the guise of it somehow will make things easier or healthier for them, we are signing our children up for a lifetime of drug abuse, anxiety, depression, suicide. It's horrible what we've done. And I'm going to move on because it's an ugly topic, and I do have to get to the food prices thing that I've been teasing for the whole daggone show. But I don't want to heal divides, so don't ever say that word to me again. Don't ever tell me about how we need to heal a divide, how we need to come together, how we need... No. As long as this stuff, as long as the harm of children is mainstream in the Democratic Party in this country, I don't want to heal any divides. I want to be as far as the East is from the West. Clear? All right. Empty shelves? Are we facing empty shelves? We're going to have that talk here in just a second. Now, before we do that, I'm going to get to an email here you might enjoy. The email starts off, well, dear handsome Oracle, Chris. And then she says, I have suffered for decades with allergies. I listened to you, rare for me since I'm so stubborn, at 70, but I bought the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Wow, I can breathe, and I no longer can smell the cats, even though I clean the box twice a day. Thank you. I listen every evening. With everything going on, I need to have some fun because I'm ready to blow a gasket watching the communists try to destroy my country and feeling so helpless. May the Lord bless you, your family, and Chris and Michael richly. Says I can use her name. Her name is Donna. This Eden Pure Thunderstorm is a freaking miracle. I'm telling you. Get the 3-pack. It's $200 off for my listeners. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, apparently we're going to have a chat, right? We're going to play Voodoo Child, and we're not going to play the opening of Voodoo Child. Maybe the greatest opening of any song ever. Chris, could we go ahead and try that again without you screwing it up in front of all of America? The beginning of Voodoo Child, please, Chris. We're about to talk about food prices. Give me Voodoo Child. We're waiting, Chris. Do you want me to play Maria Salazar? Oh, there it is. Turn it up, Chris. Oh, it's beautiful. Are we allowed to do this? I feel like maybe we're not allowed to do this. It's fine. They'll let us know after the show. All right. Let's have a chat. A couple headlines out there about food prices today. Get ready to spend more at the grocery store. Food prices expected to soar. If you think, I'm reading it. All right, this is verbatim. If you think paying $10 a pound for bacon or $6 a pound for butter is bad, it's about to get more expensive. Pretty soon you'll be paying even more for just about everything when it comes to eating in or dining out, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's predicting 4.5 to 5% rise in food prices this year. Eating out will see the highest increase, 5.5% to 6.5%. Now, that was bad enough, right? I know these are not great headlines here. Get this one. This is from Business Insider. How COVID-19 changed grocery shopping forever? I'll just say this. I've told the story before on the show. I'm not going to tell it again right now about a lady who finally got to come to America from the Soviet Union. Old lady, and she walked in the grocery store with her huge family and ended up sobbing in her hands. And they asked her what was wrong. And she was sobbing for joy. She'd never seen a grocery store where the shelves were full. Now, you can't relate to that. I can't relate to that. I don't know what that's like. I mean, you pick your grocery store. Maybe you have one of those fancy, nice ones. We have all kinds of these. Surprise, surprise. We have all kinds of these mega grocery stores in Texas, H-E-B and Kroger. There was a grocery store in a town I used to live in here. The grocery store sold jewelry. I mean, they go all. It's like a shopping mall here. So maybe you have fancy ones like that. Maybe you're a little down on your luck right now. Maybe you prefer the bargain ones. But whatever the case may be, whatever grocery store you go to, maybe you shop at Walmart's grocery store. Whatever grocery store you go to, yeah, Aldi, Chris. I've been in Aldi. I like Aldi. What's wrong with Aldi? Price is great. Anyway, what a shock. Chris shops at Aldi. Anyway, but you've never known a grocery store, expensive or not expensive, that didn't always have food on the shelves. I've never known that. And isn't it wild to think about, and I hate to even bring this up but because it's a little dark, but isn't it wild to think about the next generation, my sons? My sons may walk into grocery stores most of their lives with huge sections empty. Now, look, let's not be too doomsday here. Yeah, the prices are going to be brutal. This is going to kill a lot of people. It's going to hurt a lot of people. I get all that. But we're not going to walk into grocery stores in America, not in the short term anyway, where the shelves are all empty and you're fighting someone over the last loaf of bread. You know, that's not that. But there are going to be now times where we walk into grocery stores and, I mean, pick your food section. The meat section is empty. Can you believe that? How badly do we have to screw things up in the United States of America to cause our own food shortages? And isn't it insane to think that this was all because of a virus with over 99% survivability? Is that not the craziest thing you've heard? I sit and I think about that because they talk about gas prices and inflation and grocery stores and all this endless fallout from the virus, right? And it occurs to me, yes, COVID-19 is real. Yes, it is deadly, but it is an extremely survivable and treatable virus, and we wrecked the United States of America for it. Man, that's wild. Gosh, that was dark, Chris. You know what we need? I know what we need.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
See, Chris, I already feel better. Who is here to bring us together like the Frito Bandito? Hey, Jesse, I think someone told you this already, but the candidate that will be shoved onto us from the left will be Gavin Newsom. I'm 100% confident that's where they will go. He is slick, good-looking, smiling, smooth-talking, and can fool a lot of people. The GOP had better grow some balls and stand up to this crap. Best always, he says I can say his name. His name is Mike. I continue to hear this. And I'm getting concerned about how often I'm hearing this, because let's keep in mind, Gavin Newsom is as bad as they come. Gavin Newsom, people who don't live in California don't realize how much different California is now than what it was even 10 years ago, and how much he has had a hand in ruining that state. And people who have never been to California, they really can't grasp what a paradise it is, because I spent some obviously significant amounts of time. I was stationed there in the Marines, and I've had to visit buddies out there and funerals out there and family out there. I've spent a lot of time in California. For someone who's never been there, it's hard to describe how it is paradise. I mean, you get there to certain parts of it, you drive through, you know, Malibu or something like that, and you say to yourself, oh, I can see how the Western explorers would get here and say, oh my gosh, like, we all need to move here now. In San Diego, the weather's perfect. When? Oh, all the time. No, Chris is holding his hands up because we have nice weather today in Houston. Yeah, Chris, Houston has nice weather for a day and a half a year. San Diego has nice weather for 365 days a year. It's sunny and 75. I know, Michael, he's never left the state. It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing working with people like this. Either way, look, do you know how hard you have to work to ruin paradise? More people left California last year than moved to California. Gavin Newsom presided over the exodus of paradise. He ran people out of paradise. And I continue to hear from person after person after person that he is the backup plan, that he is the one that is coming. Oh, gosh, that is really, really, really not good. All right, we're going to get to some more emails. I'm going to play you some more of the CBS News stuff. We have World Economic Forum stuff and journalists mad at Nancy or themselves. I can't tell. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I think we can drop that song. It's not that good. It's not that. You know what that song is? It ranks right up there with that Sorry song. I want you to want me. I need you to. That is the worst daggone song that's ever been written. And it gets so much play on the radio. It's terrible. I'm sure it topped the charts of people who are stupid. Stupid charts, Chris. Remember? Look, we're going to play this again. I played it in the first hour. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'm going to play this again. This is CBS News. CBS News reporting this about the Bidens.
CBS News has learned that more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Some of those concerns included large wire transfers.
This is the way it is.
After a nearly three-year investigation, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told CBS News he believes the president's younger brother, James, was instrumental in Hunter Biden's Chinese business ventures.
I think James Biden was very much a part of this.
James Biden has worked as an entrepreneur and recently in the healthcare industry.
We will focus on James Biden, the president's brother.
This week, Grassley released bank records indicating James Biden's company, the Lionhall Group, was paid directly by a China.
This goes on for another minute. I promised you when I played it in the first hour that I was going to let the whole thing play at some point. And I never ended up doing that because I have organizational problems. So I'm going to let it play for a whole other minute. Just know I'm still here. I'm here for you. Journalist Jesse, Chris, sorry for bringing people the news.
Chinese financed consulting firm. In our interview, Grassley did not allege the Bidens broke the law, but he said it's concerning that both Hunter and James Biden were promised retainers for their China work totaling $165,000 a month in 2017 after Joe Biden left the vice presidency.
We have people with the Biden name dealing with Chinese business people that have a relationship to the Communist Party. I think it's very concerning.
This 2019 subpoena, verified by CBS News, shows federal investigators also sought Hunter and James Biden's business records from a major U.S. bank dating back to 2014 as part of a separate probe by the U.S. attorney in Delaware into possible violations of tax and foreign lobbying laws.
I think Hunter and James Biden should not have entered into those relationships. In the best case, those things look really bad. In the worst case, the conflicts can be quite serious.
Okay. Why is CBS News running that? No, look, I get why my show, I'm Right, it's on the first TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's on again tonight, 9 p.m. I understand why I would run a story like that. CBS News? Why would they run a story like that? I'm telling you right now, this is more than just them trying to get ahead of the fact that Hunter Biden might really go down for this. The powers that be are trying to run Joe Biden out of office because they're doing more now than just reporting on Hunter Biden. They're taking it a step further. They're tying it to Joe. They are tying it to Joe, and they're acting like Joe is tied to it. And there's only one reason they would switch gears to that, and that's if they want him gone. That's if they want him gone. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. For you new listeners, you email me your questions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we do the whole 3 hours answering your questions. And they don't have to be political. They can be. You want to ask me about history, men, women, me, someone else, travel, food? You know, that's always welcome. You want to ask me something stupid? Stupid is welcome on the show. That's why we let Chris here. jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did you hear Mayorkas, DHS Secretary Mayorkas? Remember, they're about to lift Title 42, which means they're predicting 18,000 new immigrants a day. A day. This is your DHS secretary.
It's very difficult to predict what that migration will be, but we are planning for different scenarios. We are then at the border, surging resources. What distinguishes us from the past is the fact that we will not implement policies of cruelty that disregard our asylum laws. We are rebuilding a system that was entirely dismantled.
But do you acknowledge you're likely going to see a surge?
We very well could, and our job is to be prepared to address it.
Address it. Do you remember, Chris, do you remember how they addressed the 14,000 Haitians who showed up at the border? Do you remember how they addressed that? In case you're confused, remember it wasn't that long ago, I don't know, 5-6 months, I would guess, we had 14,000 Haitians amass on our southern border. That was when we had the Border Patrol agent on horseback grabbing them, trying to prevent the invasion of America. And then they basically ran him out of his job saying he was whipping people. You remember that whole story. We all woke up one day and they were gone. But they didn't go back to Haiti. Actually, they came from South America. They didn't go back to South America either. We woke up one day and the Biden administration had let them all inside of the country. How do you think they're going to handle 18,000 new illegal immigrants a day? How do you think an administration that's actively trying to destroy the country is going to handle 18,000 new illegal immigrants a day? Oh, which reminds me, I have to point something out real quick. Greg Abbott He's the governor of Texas. He did this yesterday, and people were cheering, so they don't understand what he did. Here's Greg Abbott.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Yeah, they're not loading up illegal immigrants against their will and busing them to the Capitol. They have to volunteer. This is a campaign stunt that does nothing. I can't stand this stuff. I can't stand it. Look, Chip Roy, to his credit, our buddy Chip Roy, I've actually got him on my TV show tonight on the first. Chip Roy was fired up something fierce about this yesterday in Congress and chewed out Jerry Nadler in front of everybody for it.
My colleague from Texas mocked the focus by some of my colleagues on the need to have Title 42, as if it's not causing rampant flow across our border. Little girls put in stash houses, getting raped, cartels making $100 million. And then the chairman scoffs. The chairman scoffs when I say little girl getting raped in a stash house. Has the chairman been to the border of Texas? Has the chairman been in the last year to the border of Texas and met with Border Patrol agents, gone down and talked to the people that are sitting there looking at what's actually happening in stash houses?
Will the gentleman yield?
I'll yield briefly.
Yes.
And what did you find? No stash houses? The chairman scoffed. Is the chairman saying there are no stash houses with no little girls getting raped in Texas? The other side now just doesn't give a whit about it, as evidenced by the scoff of the Judiciary Committee chairman. It's absolutely mind-boggling. This is what the American people are absolutely sick and tired of.
Daggone, Chip. Go after him, son. We got to get that guy in the Senate. We got to get him in the governor's mansion. Gosh, he's awesome. All right. We still have headlines I didn't get to, and there are a lot of them. I guess I didn't get to very many headlines today. Chris, stop looking like that, Chris. Sometimes I get to headlines, but we're gonna dig into that starting now, and we're going to start tackling these headlines in just a second. Now, what are you going to go to sleep on tonight? Where'd you get your sheets? Do you have your Giza Dream sheets yet from MyPillow? If you're going to get Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow, the most comfortable freaking sheets ever, you might want to get on that now. They're 60% off now, and they're not going to be 60% off, wink, wink, forever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse and get a couple sets of Giza Dream sheets now while they're 60% off. You can get them as low as $39.99. Might not last forever, guys. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream sheets. Also, good gifts, by the way, if you're looking to stash gifts early for Christmas. I know that's way early, but I do it all year long. Or you can just call them, 800-845-0544. We'll be right back with headlines.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, and it is the final segment. And guess what? Ask Dr. Jesse Friday begins the second this show ends, Chris. I have declared it. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I promised you a little World Economic Forum, too. Listen to these people.
The uniqueness of what the World Economic Forum stands for is the ability to take a subject, look from different angles, and put it high on the public agenda. And that is an amazing achievement. Klaus can pick up the phone and call anybody on a global basis. I don't know, maybe it was one or two exceptions, anybody else in the world who can do that. And that is a phenomenal position of influence.
Well, that is comforting. He has everyone on the planet in his Rolodex. That's very comforting, especially when they're working on things like this.
We don't really know ourselves. To give an example, when I was 21, I finally realized that I was gay after living for several years in denial. And this is not exceptional. A lot of gay men live in denial for many years. They don't know something very important about themselves. Now imagine the situation in 10 or 20 years when an algorithm can tell any teenager exactly where he or she is on the gay-straight spectrum, and even how malleable this position is.
Well, that should work out well for everybody. That is outstanding. Think how many world leaders pick up the phone when these sick freaks call. Look, I'll do you one better. Think how many corporations you patronize or I patronize that do the bidding of these sickos. Right? Hey, great example. Your cell service. Where do you send your money for your mobile service every month? Do you think Klaus Schwab, do you think he talks to the head of Verizon or AT&T, T-Mobile? He does. You know who he doesn't talk to? The CEO of Pure Talk, the Vietnam veteran who loves this country. The guy who loves the country so much, he actually put customer service in America. When you call, you talk to someone who speaks English? It's insane. Oh, and the guy who also saves the average family over $800 a year. Switch your cell phone service so you stop funding people who hate your freaking guts. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Takes less than 10 minutes. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Hold on. I forgot. I have to get to this. Little housekeeping note here. This email says, Jesse, my family's recent favorite thing is your burger. My 10-year-old just said to me, you know those burgers you make, those something Kelly burgers? I said, yes, Jesse Kelly burgers. He said, yes, they make you poop. I got a kick out of it and thought you would too. Best regards. All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Russia wishes to deepen strategic cooperation with Cuba and Latin America. Oh, good, because that worked out so well the last time. Memo reveals State Department assessed in early 2020 that lab leak was most likely the origin of COVID-19. That actually brings me back. Do you remember when they told us COVID first got here and they tried to tell us it came from a wet market? It came from bat soup. Remember there? The what? That bat soup over there. It's crazy. You bunch of liars. Bossy releases Zuckerbucks film as over 40,000 shown to have bypassed Wisconsin voter ID rules in 2020. We continue to get film after film, story after story about what took place in 2020. Let's make sure we don't get burned again in 2024. Well, and 2022. What we know about the deadliest U.S. bird flu outbreak in 7 years. You know, you're going to have to forgive me if I'm not leaning on your analysis of what we know about whatever the newest disease is. That ship has sailed. The days of the CDC, FDA, all these guys running to the camera and informing me on something and me actually listening, those days are long gone. Oil bosses vow to boost output and deny profiteering. It is pretty dirty what they've been doing at the Biden administration, blaming all the high gas prices on profiteering by the oil giants. But I will say, just know, again, the big oil companies, the small ones are great. Small, mid-sized ones are great. The big oil companies are actually disgusting filth, and I don't care if they go out of business. Why? Because they have huge lobbies themselves that lobby for more of the green insanity so they can bankrupt their smaller competition. These guys are not on your side at all, and I'm done pretending like they are. Nancy Pelosi tests positive for COVID-19. Not only did she test positive, someone had a hot mic. Here's when the journalists found out.
Oh, no. Goodness.
She shouldn't
Pelosi
come.
Tested positive.
That's why we wear masks.
That's why we wear our masks. Gosh, I can't believe what his husband must think about him. That's one. Two, are we supposed to care still when famous people get COVID-19? Are we still supposed to do that thing where we act like they're in some mortal danger? Everyone knows Nancy Pelosi is going to go take a million things she told you not to take, and she's going to get better, but we're still supposed to act like this is a big deal? Golly, these people. Alphabet's Wing kicks off drone delivery service here in Dallas. Companies like Amazon, they've toyed with this before and they've used it before. I do have doubts over how widespread the use of drones to deliver things is going to be. And here's why I have doubts. In a day and age where people increasingly distrust everyone, how many people do you personally know who would blast a drone out of the sky if it was flying above their home? Well, one, we can start with me. Two, we can start with a lot of people I know. A lot of people, especially people with, you know, kids. They got cameras on those things. You fly a drone over my house, it's coming down. Arizona Attorney General, election fraud in Maricopa raises questions about 2020. Wow. That's according to the Attorney General. Raises questions. It was only yesterday, it seemed like, everyone who brought that kind of stuff up was treated as some kind of deranged conspiracy theorist. Pinterest becomes the first social platform to ban climate change misinformation. Oh, wonderful. Just what we need. More deranged middle-aged housewives. HHS secretary confirms he favors tax funding for child gender alteration. Once again, just like I said earlier in the show, people talk about how divided we are and they complain about it. And they talk about how the discourse isn't good and we're too divided. I want to be divided from these people. You should want to be divided from these people. I don't want to heal the wounds. I don't want to bridge the gap. I am being fully honest with you right now. For as long as Premier lets me have this microphone, I'm going to do everything I can to increase the divide. That's my goal. We should be divided from these people. All right. Remember, if you missed the show, any part of it, it's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. That's one. Two, tomorrow, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Whatever you want to ask me, email it to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What are those questions going to be? I don't know. You haven't sent them yet. And are we going to have a good time? Well, we already know the answer to that question. Now, don't wait. Fridays are always fun. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to have a blast. Keep your chin up, all right? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.